Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Elohim Five Tribes. We're here back live and in living color. And this is Elohim Speaks. Today's topic is finance. We can go through the whole financial thing. Well, first, let me make an assertion so that we'll know exactly where we are, okay, and what's going on with everything, okay? Boy. Yeah, I'm still on the air, so, okay. I got a new phone. I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but... okay. Well, it shows that I'm still on the air, so I guess the phone is working. I have to get used to the new phones and stuff that I got here, because I had to buy all new stuff in order to. You had to buy all new stuff because they keep shutting stuff down here. It's amazing what's going on. But let's get into today. Let's get into what's happening, okay? As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want, okay? Now, you know, we spend the first 5 minutes talking about love, all right? Love is an act that makes others feel good. This is the society of love. So every act that we do, everything we do is designed it's designed to make you feel good, okay? Now, if we're doing something and you're not feeling good about it, please let us know, okay? Because that's what this is all about, and this is where we're going, okay? Now, remember, love is an act to make others feel good. So if you're doing something on a day-to-day basis, or if you're with somebody, and you don't feel good about what you're doing, just don't do it, okay? And if they're doing things to make you feel good, you're doing things to make them feel good, you're going to be in a feel-good relationship. And it's a wonderful thing to be in, okay? I know this is Super Bowl Sunday, so, but anything that I'm not making money on or learning from, I really don't participate or watch it. And I'm not making no money off sports because I don't gamble. So here we are. And since I'm not on the field playing, here we are. I'm not hosting no Super Bowl parties or nothing where they're paying me to get in and watch it on my big screen TV. So I'm not really participating in Super Bowl stuff. But that's sort of like a little distraction. Actually, that's what sports and all that stuff is, a distraction from what's really going on, you know? And they build an economy of distracting you on where the real money is. That's why only 1% of the people are billionaires. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is distracted by all the nonsense, you know? Even if you're religion, you're being distracted, okay? Now, let's deal with the science. I teach on the Bible as a code book, not a religious book, okay? Religion means realigning yourself with source energy. And that's what you are. You are source energy. And you need to realign yourself with the cosmos because you're made up out of energy. You're made up out of energy from the universe. You're a very powerful, very, very powerful entity, okay? And we need to get ourselves down with that so we know what's going on, okay? Now, that being said, let's get into finances, okay? Now, what does the Bible say about finances? There you go. Remember the story of Joseph, all right? Story of Joseph and all he went through. He became a grand vizier of Egypt of Kemet, grand vizier of Israel, the vows. They sort of tripped me up a little bit. But that's the person to handle finances for Kemet. So that's what they had him do. Even though they made him some, when they did the story, they made it some kind of mystical thing of God that he became what he is. You know, that's what they did. Because they'd be kicking game about who and what God is. You know what I'm saying? So with that, when Joseph got to Kemet and the Pharaoh began asking him, you know, about different things and what to do, because he could see things. He was a seer, so he could see things. And this is according to the book. And they asked him, Pharaoh asked him, how could he save the kingdom? And he told Pharaoh to save half the crop and eat half the crop. That's what he told him, okay? Now, Pharaoh did that, he followed Joseph's advice. And he made a mandate, and he's a dictator. Pharaoh was a dictator. So he made a mandate that we're going to save half the crop and eat half the crop, or spend half the crop, throw half the crop, whatever you do with crop when you have an extra, okay? So that brought about the 50% budget. So this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about finances, and we're talking about that 50% budget that you should be on so that you don't be in trouble. You know, we're in trouble because most of us are living beyond trying to keep up with the people that have access to the money. Now, they don't give everybody access to the money, okay? Now, if you're part of the distraction, all right, that's where they run the TV shows and all that, and the movies and the football and baseball and hockey and all that. So if you're part of the distraction, they'll pay you well to keep the people distracted from the real money, okay? The real money is is in the people's pockets, okay? And how do you get the money out of the people's pockets, okay? You run game. You kick game to get the money out of people's pockets. And that's what they're doing. They're kicking game on the people, okay? Well, what do you mean, Brother Elohim, by kicking game, okay? All right, let's go through the whole financial thing, and then I'll show you how to kick the game, okay? So we're talking about the 50% budget. This is what you need to inform your children about prior to them graduating high school, right? Because when they get that first job is kind of important. When they get that first job, right? They should think in terms of the 50% budget. Saving half, spending half. We're going to go through the whole financial thing there on this show. And I'm going to do this once a week. So we're only going to be talking about some of the codes in the book. Probably the last half of the show, okay? But right now, we want to show you how to keep that money in your pocket. And you need to pass this information on to your children, because that's what this is all about. Rescuing the children so they don't have to go through the same financial cycle that you went through, right? Now, the first thing you need to tell your children is that they need to work two jobs, especially if they just get out of high school, they're trying to go to college, they don't have money. This is not for the upper middle class, the ones that have access to all of this stuff, okay? This is not for these guys. This is for the guys that are coming through here and mama working, papa working, they're trying to put food on the table, and it's tough out here trying to pay rent and all this stuff. It gets a little rough. This is for these children, okay, that are coming up with nothing. Work two jobs. Most jobs pay you $10,000 a year. Most jobs are $10,000 a year, okay? Whether it's in Mickey D's or wherever you're working at, it's not important where you're working at or what job you have. What's important is what you do with the money that you make. That's what's important. Nobody signs up for Mickey D and say, well, when I get out of school, I want a career working at McDonald's. Nobody signs up like that. I want a career working at Home Depot. You know, nobody enlists that kind of mindset as a career. You want to do something that you can really make enough money to pay for, okay? So we're talking about economics. Now, let's ask ourselves the question, what is economics? We're going to go through the whole thing here today, okay? What is economics? Economics is somebody else working and paying you. That's economics, okay? Now, what's the quickest way to get economics, all right? The quickest way to get economics, right? For the first 2 years when you get out of high school, right? You get that job, especially if you don't have money for college and all that stuff. Everything going into a huge debt over college, okay? First thing you do, you work two jobs. Now, how do you work two jobs without being tired all week long? Most jobs give you 2 days a week off, all right? So that means that for 4 days, you're only working a single shift. For 4 days, you're only working a single shift. And for 3 days, you have to do a double. You don't get no actual days off. So for 3 days, you have to do a double, but you're working 7 days a week, all right? So if one gives you days off on a weekend, and one gives you days off during the week. It's hard to get days off during the week. It's easier to get days off on a weekend. It depends on what type of job you got. So now if one gives you, if they give you 2 days off, so that's 4 days that you're only working one shift. You're doing a double 3 days a week, which is not bad. You can handle that. You're young, you can handle that, okay? You do that for 2 years. This will give you $20,000. All right. If you're saving half your money, you have $20,000 stacked up in the bank. By the time you get out of high school, 19, 20, by the time you're 20 years old, you got 20 grand stacked up in the bank. 2021, depends whether you got left out of school or not, depends on how smart you are. You have $20,000 stacked up in the bank. Now, what do you do with this $20,000? See what I'm saying? You go out, sign up a sheriff's sale. Every state, every city has a sheriff's sale. Sign up a sheriff's sale. And you look for a 3-story building that you can bid on, all right? You can bid up to $20,000. So a lot of times the bidding starts around $1,500. Okay, you start bidding and you go up to $20,000. If you got bidders that outbid you, okay, then you wait for the next auction. But you find a few properties that are 3-story, all right? Once you get the property, all right, move in on 1-story. And you rent the other 2 stories out. Now, the first property you buy is not for you to say, well, this is where I want to live, this is where I want to be at. No. You only live there. It's temporary. You're going to be living there temporary, okay? Now, if you're living there, you paid for the property, so you don't have no mortgage. That's the most thing. You don't have no mortgage. So since you don't have a mortgage and you're staying there, right, what you need to do is, I'm not even sure this phone works, but it's still connected to the air. So anyway, if you're staying there, you're living rent free. All right. So whatever electric, whatever gas, whatever utilities that have to be paid is coming from the 2 people that you have on the other 2 floors. You hook the place up so that you have 2 renters in there. You made 2 apartments. Out of that place. You don't come from where they're paying their own electric and all that stuff, all right? You probably have to pay water. Since you're renting, you probably have to pay the water bill for all for the 2 apartments. But you don't have to pay the electric and gas bill. And if I was you, I wouldn't do gas. I would do all electric. So you can put a meter in, get a meter put in for both for all 3 floors, because eventually you're going to move out of there when you purchase another property, all right? So now you're living for free, all right? You got 2 renters. If they're giving you, let's say you're charging, the going rate for a rental income is $500 or $700 a month. Depends on what area you're in. Some people are getting $1,400 a month for their apartment. But since you're just starting out, you might get $700 a month. Of the apartment, okay? That's $1,400 a month, okay? So with that $1,400 a month minus whatever the water bill is, okay? Because they're paying their own electric and they're paying their own electric bill. So that'll give you $1,400 a month, right? And plus the money you're making off the 2 jobs, right? Now the object is to go and get another apartment building. All right. Now, if you're making $10,000 a year, that's a little less than $900 a month. All right. So if you're getting $1,000 a month for the first building that you buy, you can actually quit one of those jobs. But if you keep working and get another one, right, do the same thing, keep working, get another one, right? Now you have $1,400 a month coming in from two buildings, okay? You don't have to work no more. You can retire from a work job. You don't have to work anymore, okay? Now you have the same money coming in, right? And you don't have to work. You're retired in four or five years. You've retired from the workforce, okay? Because you have enough residual income coming in to handle everything. And once you retire, you keep your residual income coming in, okay? Now you're looking for a house to live in, right? That's what you're looking for now. You're trying to find a house to live in. Now you figure out how you want to live. You want a two-car garage, three-car garage. You want the swimming pool and all that stuff. See what I'm saying? So maybe you save up another $30,000 to buy a kind of house that you want to live in. Buy you a nice two, or you can get a three-story house if you want. Something that you can stretch out and fix up real nice the way you want, and you can live comfortably. And you don't have to pay no utilities or nothing, because the rental income that you have from the two properties is paying for all of that, okay? Now you're in a position to go to the bank and borrow money on the two properties. You want to borrow, let's say you want to borrow $50,000 on each property. So that'll give you $100,000 in an account, right? And the two rental people that are renting from you, see what I'm saying? They're paying that off. So now you got $100,000 with somebody else that you done borrowed with somebody else is paying the note off, okay? So you done accumulated $100,000. You got $100,000 in your pocket. You done bought your house. This is what's going on. This is how you get that money. See what I'm saying? And, well, you're not debt-free, but somebody else is paying your debt. So you have somebody working and paying you. Now you have residual income. Now, with that $100,000 that you borrowed from the bank, you can look for ways so that the money can make money for you. See? Now you can invest, and if you want to invest in some stock for a year, or you want to put your money in different things that you can invest in, but you have to be careful. When you invest in stock, you're gambling, okay? You're gambling. So if you want to start a business, or if you're trying to go to school, whatever you're trying to do, you have plenty of money to do what you have to do, and you'll never be broke again. Now, you don't have to do anything else but keep buying property from share sale and renting your property out. You can do that until you become a millionaire if you want to, all right? If you're not a millionaire, in my mind, if you're not a millionaire, you're broke, so most of us are broke, okay? But you have a methodology now to go get the money to do what you have to do. Now, see, this is in your book. The key to this thought process is in the Bible with the 50% budget. That's where you have to start. And parents, don't be in a hurry to kick the children out of the house. So they get out of college and they get them two jobs. They're working every day. You know, they're not sitting downstairs playing a video game all day long. They're working. So you don't be in a hurry to put them out of the house. Let them give you a couple $100 or something, you know, towards the food or the bills and stuff like that there while they're working. And your children can get ahead, all right? So by doing this, teaching your children this, you're giving them access to the financial market. And once you purchase property, the system begins to open up for you, okay? Remember, if you do anything, don't do whatever agreement you make with anybody. Make sure you pay them. Even if you lose the money, if you make your agreement, pay it. That way you have pristine credit. Everything. The whole system is open for you to get whatever you want, okay? And through the real estate, you can make your money is unlimited. You can make unlimited money, okay? Now, instead of bidding on three-story properties, you can bid on apartment buildings. You know what I'm saying? Because by this time, you've got the knack on how to manage everything, okay? Now you got people like I do, right, that have real estate people who will manage your real estate for you. I give them 7% of my unadjusted gross. All right, this is before bills and everything come out. They get 7%. They manage the property. They get the tenants in. They find the tenants. They collect the money. They send you a check. You know what I mean? But you have to put certain stipulations in the contract. Well, mine, anything over $1,500 repair, they got to call me. I have to come. I got to fly down and see what's going on if I'm not in the state, if I have property in the state. I think I have to go and see what's going on, you know? But that works. That's happening real good, you know? So this way, you can make that money. You don't have to be broke, okay? And that's basically what's going on. You know, it's your brother Elohim. I'm talking about finances right now. So we can understand how the financial market works, how things are working. Why not the financial market? But we can know what residual income is and know how to use that residual income to get things done. Now, I sent out texts. I don't know who got the text, who didn't. But we're going to be on the air every Sunday. So we're going to be talking every Sunday. We're going to be talking about what we need to do and what's going on. So that you can get out of the mess that you're in. You don't have to be in this mess that you're in. There's ways out, you know. But the thought process that you're under is what determines whether you're going to get out of this mess or not, okay? So you have to be very careful how you're thinking and what you're thinking about to get out of this mess, all right? And everything is about your thought process, how you're thinking, how you're handling this stuff, all right? Now, I do have a problem with my phone, so I got a new phone, and some of the numbers that I saved to the phone and not to the SIM card. So the phone went down. They couldn't access the phone because it wouldn't charge. So some of the numbers was lost in the phone, you know. They switched things up so you can't take the battery out and charge the battery by itself, you know. That's they have a way of making sure that they – that you buy a new phone. They don't want nobody keeping the same phone for 5 years. They want you to upgrade, and they can hit a button and shut your charger and stuff down on the phone. It's amazing where they got the whole thing set up. But they have one thing on their mind, you know, their children. They want their children to have the best, so they figure out ways to keep the money going and keep everything out doing what it's supposed to do. Okay. Now we're talking about the 50% budget and went through the whole nine yards, okay? Now, you can also purchase two-story properties if you want, you know? You can rent out rooms. You rent out rooms in your three-story property. There's always ways for you to make money if you're thinking in terms of residual income, all right? I watched movies where a lady came on and said, we have never had, I think the name of the movie was Arthur. The lady said, we haven't had a working class author in the family in over 100 years. Now think about that. That's a class system that we're under. That's what they talk about, the middle class and all that. They don't think in terms of being part of the working class. All right? You know, they have managers to manage the managers. All right? They work about an hour or two every day, and they're done. They at the club or sitting down drinking coffee or liquor, whatever they do, you know. And they have lawyers to handle the meetings and stuff, you know. Once you start making the money, the more money you make, the less you have to do because you can pay others, you know, who have jobs to do the work for you, you know. The whole thing is pretty interesting. And I like the way the whole thing is amazing, the way it's set up, you know. Okay, we halfway through the hour, so what I want to do, every Sunday, if you download these tapes, every Sunday I like to give back to the people that are trying to do something every week for people that are on the air, all right? And they be doing little things, so right now we halfway through the hour, so I like to be the commercial right about now, okay? That's the Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society of Live Radio Vision. Elohim Speaks, you know, every Sunday from 8 to 9. Well, our big brother permitted. Call in time, The call-in number is 516-453-9230. And press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. Also, on Monday, 267, we'll be having a society, we'll be talking about society and how to rescue the planet from the mess that it's in, okay? And the call-in number to that is the same, 516-653-9230. I will be sending out text. As soon as I get my phone straightened out a little bit, we'll be getting a text. Some of the numbers are missing, and I'll be able to reconnect all that sometime tomorrow, and that's what's going on, okay? So, now we also have Sunday, Living Toronto Church of Christ in the Law. That's what we're doing on Sunday. It's basically a religious moment. And in the next half hour, we're going to talk about the term Christ and the term a lot. And we're going to talk about how they keep the name based on what the Bible is, right? Now, we released the Gospel City 911 GC Mercy. If you come and see, the link is cdbaby.com/city/ElohimChrist2. That's the number 2. So check it out, okay? You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Jesus is coming. And we also say, when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus coming from? Well, we think it's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That child you dump just might be the one to get us out of the mess that we're in. But don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes 2 to make them. So it takes 2 to take care of them. So you brothers, you hang in there with those sisters and make sure you take care of the baby. So those babies need their dad too. Check out my book, Scriptures Part 2, if I can come. I have information on the CD or the book. It's called TCCA 215-758-1703. Okay, from 9 to 5. Okay, just give me a call. Also, I'm in the gold business. Yes, I buy and sell gold. For more information, call Elohim at 215-758-1703. Okay? I would like to give a shout out to Hans Butler for his Black History book on Lockstar. I like him because he understands our history and has fit in the missing pieces. I'd like to give a shout out to the Legacy of the Nation show, hosted by the American Sun. They come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout out to Sister Sammy. She's on YouTube under the name Community 11. She has a spoken word, and what a word she speaks. So you need to tune in with some things she said. That's on YouTube. Can reach your leg, spoken word. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes, she doesn't come on YouTube. Yeah, she comes on YouTube. I'm a Nikki Love Divine. The calling number is 909-749-8626. You can also go to her website, imamandinkra.com. Okay. just give her a call. That's the information you need. She's on Nikki Love, unine.com, okay? Let me give you the number again. 909-749-8626. Okay, from the shout out to Division Home 21, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, ACR 1918, and 1921 of the world, leading every week. More information, contact us at Marquis at 267-822-2220, okay? UNA, they're offering UAIA. Let me give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. How did your industries and their design clothes, buttons, and flags? You want a good tailor made outfit on land? Just give us a call at 609-628-5828. I'd like to give a shout out to Safeway Electronics. Electronics is very great. The call-in number is 215-909-3552 from 9 to 5 p.m. It's one of my things coming in. I stick my chest out a little bit when children are doing things. We gotta love it. Okay, you know, like I said, doesn't have security company. I don't know if he's still offering jobs right now to get him a call myself. His number 336-988-6638. I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Gordon, who writes under the name of T. Gordon. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just go to YouTube, Heaven 2019, TEE, Gordon. For more information, just call 267-259-4077. You can also download these shows, all right? Just go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can catch up on some of the shows under AMT. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Pathline Academy, licensed to certify. She's registered me. He is currently in medical school. I'm a senior doctor. Taylor Path has the before and after school service in the West Virginia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. And her email address is TaylorPathLearningAcademy@gmail.com. And on Instagram, Taylor_Path_class, okay? I also like to give a shout out to registered naturopathic healers, doctors, and Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. He's also offering a nutrient chart for those who call in for free. And call Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. He also sells a water purification system. So if you need some pure water, give him a call, okay? So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these stuff, you deserve what you have. No, we don't really think anyone deserves to be sick. So just give him a call, and don't worry. We have to, okay? All right, so let's get back into the topic of finance. That's what we're dealing with here, a financial situation. I think we sort of finished with the financial hookup, right? What we need to be talking about now. Okay, now for the next half an hour, we're going to go into this Bible code thing, okay? Now, any of you that check in, if you want to talk, just press 1 on the dial, and you'll be able to get it. Or switch phones. I don't know who got the message. We didn't get the message, so we'll find out in a minute, okay? So now let's talk about the Bible as the code book, okay? These guys are kicking game out here, right? And we want to... I'm just letting you know they kick and dream according to the Bible, all right? Let's just talk about a couple of things that will convince you that they kick and dream, you know? You got these churches, mega churches. I'm talking about churches right now. Mega churches, these guys living in $5 million houses with planes and cars and every doggone thing else. And you got people in their neighborhood where the churches are, sleeping on the street. But the kind of money they take it in, they could buy a whole doggone block and get so many people off the street. Why do you think they would do that? No. You know, I remember one church that had a hurricane hit out there, and he had to argue with the church members just to let the people in to have some kind of relief from the storm. That's the minister that they had to argue with. He finally let them in, but you know, it seemed like there shouldn't have been no coercion. He should have been offering before they even asked, you know. But that's what's going on. Now, let's go over just a couple of the codes. I'm stuck in Genesis because the people calling in haven't asked me the type of questions that will warrant me to leave Genesis. So we're staying in Genesis until I get... So they start talking back to me, so I know that we're ready to move to another level, okay? The first code that you have to deal with is Psalm 82. That's not a Genesis. It's Psalm 82. That's the key to everything. That's the key to the thought process of bringing you from influence to having power on the planet, okay? Psalm 82 says you're all gods. Now, what does that mean? The concept of God that they're giving you is actually crazy, because that's not, according to the Bible, the concept of God that they're giving you is absolutely wrong, okay? The concept of God that they're giving you in the Bible relates to your potential and what you can do, okay? So we're talking about Psalms 82, where it says you are all gods. children of the Most High, don't say Most High God. Now some of them are telling you they have the big G and the little G. No, the book was written in Hebrew, and there's no upper and lowercase letters in Hebrew. That's another trick to get you out of the thought process of what your actual potential is. We're talking about what your actual potential is. Now let's think about this for a minute. If you say you're a man or a woman, that's where you live at, that's where your potential lies. Man can't fly. Women can't fly. You can go outside and flap your arms all day long, but you're not going to be able to fly. Because as a man or woman, you limit yourself to nature. It's not natural for you to flap your arms and fly. So you're not going to be able to do it. But as a God, you're not limited to nature because you made nature. So you're beyond nature, okay? God want to fly, he makes a plane, okay? The first designs of planes came through Kemet thousands of years ago. This is before, the Wright brothers come along, and I think they were the first one to put an engine on a design to make it go, okay? Which is good, we give them credit, but they didn't invent the plane. They didn't come up with the concept of the plane, okay? The actual design of the plane come out of Kemet. And the design for that plane, the military is still using that same design, which they call a Herculean transport, which is the largest transport so far that I know of that the military used. That's the design of the plane that come out of Kemet. Okay. Now, so we're just talking about your potential. You have the potential of God, which means that you are beyond nature. See, so when it says in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, it's talking about men and women making the heavens and the earth. Now, what kind of technology do these people have to be out there making stars, making suns, making planets? Okay? What evidence do I have that we have the ability to do this stuff? The moon is a satellite of the earth. Do we have satellites up there right now? Yes, we do. Can we fly off the planet right now? Yes, we can. Have we built stuff to take it to other planets? Yes, we have. What more evidence that you have that the Bible says that you are a God and that your potential is beyond nature? You see what I'm saying? Nature has no control over you. You have control over nature, okay? If the crops aren't growing properly, you can design something to make them grow better. Anything that's dealing with nature, you can remake what's going on to make it better. That's what's going on. That's who you are. We're talking about your potential. You have the potential to be so much. It's absolutely amazing. This is what I'm talking about when I say that they're kicking game on you, right? That they're trying to knock you off who you are based on what your potential is. You have the potential to do whatever you want, okay? The most powerful person on the planet is that one that you see in the mirror, okay? This is why I keep talking, because we got influence, okay? We got plenty of influence, the 99% got plenty of influence, but we don't have no power. The 1%, they have the power. Why do they have the power? Because they know who they are. And once you know who you are, your thought process will take you into power. That's why the Bible is so important. This is why every Sunday, you call in or not, because I have people in different countries that are downloading the show, okay? Every Sunday, we're going to talk about power, how to get power, how to achieve power. Now, for the earlier part of the show, we talked about finances, why you should never be broke. You should never have to borrow money from anybody. unless you're borrowing it from the bank and somebody else is paying the loan off. You don't have somebody else paying the loan off. You don't have any business borrowing money from the bank. Not if you got to pay the bank back. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to wake you up. We're trying to get you out of what they call the matrix. You're really asleep. A lot of us, we don't have, we're so asleep. Waking up smelling the coffee is not good enough for us. We have to wake up and drink the doggone coffee. That's how asleep we are. People get mad at me because I'm telling them what's in the book. I didn't write this book, but I know the code. Took a long time to figure this code out, but I got it. And we're going towards power because that's what we need. Somebody call me. If somebody mess with me right now, I can't call nobody to put boots on the ground. Power. Power is when you can put boots on the ground. Power is when you can pick up that phone and call it, call an airstrike. Okay? Until you can do that, you don't have power, man. You have money and influence where you can pay somebody and bribe somebody to call an airstrike for you, but you don't have power yourself. See what I'm saying? Just give for an example. Look at the Pope. Pope got influence ungodly. I mean, he is paid. But the Pope don't have a military force. Well, he do have a military force, but it's so small. He can't literally. There's no Pope don't have jets and battleships on the water. But his influence is so strong. You mess with him, people will come in with the battleship to support the Pope because of his influence. But the Pope himself don't have power. Pope got money because they're using the Bible as the religious book. Okay. Let's take the Queen, for instance, the Queen of England. She knows this is the code book. She got power. She's the most powerful person on the planet. Like it or not, she is, you know. Her colonies, because she used to make the statement, the sun never sets on the British colony. You know what I mean? Because once she learned what this book was all about, you know, and they learned it through Constantine. You know what I mean? They go back to the teachings of Constantine. That's when they started to rise to power. When St. Maurice, trying to give you an update, when St. Maurice, this black guy, black general of Rome, okay, show Constantine what the book was all about. That's why they call him a saint. They listen to him as St. Maurice right now in the church. Once he showed Constantine what the book was all about, that's when Constantine and them start literally taking over the planet. Okay? And I'm trying to tell you now that the power, that book is so powerful. I have people tell me they throw the book in the trash. And one historian, he's just a knocking, and that's his name. So you can check it out, let you know I'm not lying to you or misleading you. He said, if I'm in the bathroom and I run out of toilet paper, you use the Bible. What disrespect for a book that was so powerful given to him by his ancestors to keep him out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was, you would get the death penalty when they first came over here and George Washington them stole the land from the Indians, stole the country from the Continental Congress. It was by penalty of death if you were to teach the slaves how to read the book. Now, we knew how to read. We just know how to read English when they got here. They make like we were all illiterate and everything, but we weren't. We know how to read, count every doggone thing. We were the master builders on the planet. They weren't just going over to Africa stealing anybody. You know what I mean? They knew who they was getting, horticulturalists and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They knew exactly what was going on, and they were after power. And that's what we need to do. And just stop fooling ourselves and start gaining power. And the first place to begin is to understand how to read the Bible as a code book, not as a religious book. I would like to get out of Genesis, but we're still in Genesis because they're not asking questions. Oh, now, those that are on the line, I'd like to thank you for calling. I appreciate that. And let me know I'm not here by myself, you know. And if you have a comment or a question or if you disagree with anything I say and you want to give me some pushback, that's fine. Just hit one. on your phone and open up your mic, and you can do that. Or if you have a business and you want to promote your business or anything like that, there, just get one, and you can promote your business. You can do a little commercial if you want to. It's okay. All right. Now, remember, this is a global station, so we're in different countries and everything else. I am getting pushback. You know, phones are shutting down. Printers are catching on fire, you know, but it's okay. I didn't expect this to be pushback free, you know what I'm saying? Because now we're talking truth. I'm not talking truth to power. I'm not an idiot, you know, but I am speaking truth, okay? I'm speaking truth so that you can gain power, not speaking truth to power. I'm not, those that are in power, I'm not trying to knock them off their pedestal. You know what I mean? They're there, okay. They stay there. But their time is short. Their time is short. They know their time is short. That's what that rumble in White House in the, at Washington was all about. They know their time is short. And they're losing power. Now, remember, they talk about mob rule. This is not us. But as a black person in this country, we've been under mob rule for the last 90 years. And if they want to see examples of some of the mobs that we had to go through, check when we integrated the schools and all that kind of stuff. When we try to get the, when women try to get the right to vote and how they were persecuting them and all that kind of, that was mob rule going on all the way back from then to now. We were under mob rule for the last 90 years. So that's beginning to change. Mob rule has seen its day. And that's what this Trump thing is all about. They want to keep the mob rule going because some people really believe that you should be their slave. See what I'm saying? They don't want you to know that you are a god and that nobody other than the person in the mirror is greater than you. I don't care who they are or what they say they are. Follow what I'm saying? And Jesus knew that. That's why he told you, he that eats of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you will do. How are you going to be greater? How are you going to do greater works than Yeshua unless you are what he was? He knew he was a God, and he knew that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? And the book is telling you that's who you are. It's not a question of the, they give you the wrong example of God and what a God is. We're talking about your potential. You know what I'm saying? That's what God means. That means nothing, there's nothing on the planet that you can't do if you put your mind to it, okay? And here's a lesson that we used to get when I was little. Well, I didn't get it when I was little. I was in the service when I got it. There's two ways to approach getting what you want. You can sit in the middle of the circle and watch as things go around, see how other people are getting what they want. And then you train and get ready. And then when you're ready, reach up and grab what you want. Or you can get on the outside of the circle and be going around and around, chasing, not working, not studying, just chasing what you want. And you never get what you want. It will always be just out of reach because you're on that merry-go-round, like the little rat on the wheel, a gerbil on the wheel, going around, around, and around, and into it. But the book, I'm going back to the Bible again. I know a lot of people say, oh, man, that book. If you read it as a religious book, it absolutely don't make no sense. It gets crazy after a while because, oh, they're contradicting each other. This ain't right. That ain't right. But each book, in the Bible that were written, the person that wrote the book, person is the God of that book. Moses is the God of the books that he wrote. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you're in the church and they're talking about, well, God this and God that. Follow the money. That's why we're dealing with finance. Follow the money. Whoever's controlling the money, that's the God that's controlling you. That's the God you're serving. Okay? They throwing Jesus out there, keeping game. If I understand, but Jesus is not the God you're serving because Jesus is not controlling the money. They're controlling the money. That's why they live in them $5 million houses, buying jets and helicopters and all that stuff, $100,000 cars when a $30,000 car is the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to wake you up, and I'm getting pushback. Last week, I couldn't get on the air. Internet shut down. Okay. This week I had to buy a new phone. When you got a few dollars, they can't just stop you like that. Because you can just go buy more stuff. Computer, my printer caught on fire. I paid $450 for the computer. I just went out and got another one. They're supposed to give me my money back, and I'm not waiting on them to give me the money back and all that. I just went out and bought another one. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to get pushback. And we're setting up a society that's a leaderless society. Now, I don't know if you know what that means. That means that there's nobody like a Mitch McConnell holding a gavel, holding things up. Mitch McConnell had that gavel for 10 years. Nothing got done that helped the people. He was there for the 1% to make sure the 1% got what they needed. And now Trump considered himself part of 1%, but he don't have enough money to part of 1% for real, for real. But that's what's going on. Okay, we only got about 4 minutes. So I'm just going to give you an idea. We're going to talk about politics next week, and I'm going to show you in the Bible the stuff that's going on right now. It tells you that exactly what they're going to be doing, what they're going to do to you once you are no longer consider yourself a God. Okay, once you consider yourself being created, that means there's something greater than you, and you're under that, so you're always less than something. And every religion give you that something that you're less than. And it would stay control. It's amazing. But we're here just to wake you up, just to give you the right thought process so that you can begin accomplishing what you will, you know. And your will is law. If you will it, you can will things into existence. That's how powerful you are, because the universe works for you, not the other way around. To give you an idea about the country and why we're having so much trouble dealing with how things work in the country, we only got about 2 minutes here, but so I'll make this quick. This country is a trust, okay? And the trust instrument is the Constitution. Every citizen is a trustee of the government. This is why you have the right to vote. Your vote is supposed to push the trust managers in the right direction. That's the congressmen, senators, mayors, and all those people. You're voting for them to manage your trust. So when you complain about government, those that don't know, you're actually complaining about yourself. You are the government. The people that's in there are the ones that you voted for to do things. So you have to, if you're going to manage this trust, make sure you set up the vote, but you have to start from the block cap, from the block captain, all the way up the line, the aldermen and the Senate, all the way up the line. You have to be mindful of every doggone thing. How are they distracting you so you don't have time to check up on them? You got baseball, basketball, football, hockey. You got the movies. You got the music. You got so many distractions out there to keep you from checking up on what they're doing. All right, well, I only got just enough time here to close out, all right? I'm just trying to give you the information so that you know what's going on, who you are, and what you're supposed to be doing. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose. I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Listen. Reap what you sow. The entire universe works like that. What you put out, you get back. Do something about your business. Something about where you're going every day, okay? Make sure you're getting at least 10 things done a day about your business. If you're not making money off something, don't give it your time, okay? If you're not learning something, don't give it your time. My daughter called me today about the Super Bowl. I said, I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't gamble, so I don't bet on the Super Bowl. And I'm not learning nothing from the Super Bowl, so I don't spend my time watching the Super Bowl. I'm doing something else. Well, we're out of time right now, but I want to thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. We're here every Sunday, and I just want to tell you that I love you, and thank you very much. I appreciate your support. And I will see you, tomorrow, if you're not busy, call in tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and you can hear some more things about trust and what's going on, okay? Thank you.